General Cudley.
Judge?
Yeah.
I got to go count the votes here real quick. I got a couple questions. I don't want you to think that I'm nitpicking, okay?
Yeah, you are.
Greg, it's my turn. Did you just sit here and tell this courtroom that inmates were there for like a couple hours and left?
No. I said they was there one day for a few hours, I said. I don't know how many hours.
Just one day?
Yeah. To my knowledge, it was. We pulled them out. Buddy Shrewsbury was heading up the cleanup crew, and he called me Friday, and he said, things are falling out here that's not from the storm. And I told him, pull out. As far as I know, he did. Rip, now, his crew, he runs his. I don't know of him being there longer.
No one from the road department was there?
I'm not aware of it.
You should drive out there. I was out there. I seen the road department out there working.
In the country club today?
In the entrance. Is that county road?
To a degree it is in the entrance. I'll have to go see.
We
pulled out of the storm control. Oh, yeah, they're putting tile in, which we do for anybody's driveway.
Right. But when you were on the lunch show, that's Monday through Friday, 12-1, I asked you, would the county spend any money on this project since it was privately funded? And you went like this, zero. So but now you're saying...
No, I don't know if I said only thing we'd
you
spend...
You said zero.
I don't recall that. But anyway, we said we would do what we would do for anybody else coming in with the business. If they want a driveway, road, tile, anything like that, we'll do what we can to help them.
And the reason I ask these questions is because people ask me to ask you. I could care less, to be honest with you, but they ask me.
Well,
Storm debris, I had a couple calls about the road department, once again, down in McHenry. There was a house that had been torn down and sort of left. And there was trucks down in county vehicles on private property.
Money to do that from... The damage was started by the storm of May the 3rd, 2012. We got federal money to do that very work. Brandon sort of helped.
Don't get Brandon's name in anything to do with that house.
Well, but wasn't that house falling down way before the storm?
No, I was down there. Don't get me involved in that.
I couldn't tell you how long that house been falling down, but it was determined to be part of the storm cleanup from the March the 3rd storm, and that's what the funds are for.
Thank you.
When we tore down the school at Centertown, the same thing. But nobody had a problem with them tearing the school down at Centertown.
But now we have a problem, and
it was private property as well.
No, the city got
property.
Now, wait a minute. Private property is okay on this. If easements are signed, this storm cleanup from that thing is perfectly okay. As a matter of fact, the majority of it will be on private property.
Yeah,
people's siding got tore off, or blowed off, the roof blowed off, any debris from the storm.
Are people aware that that's available?
Yes, and we're going to work on it till we spend what they gave us to spend. Okay, and yeah, if you've got a ditch stopped up with storm debris, let us know where it's at. Matter of fact, I believe Buddy called each one of y'all to see if you had any in your district that needed it.
Because I asked him about City of Beaverdam, but it's trash, isn't it?
We had trouble down there because some of it was tree limbs and stuff like that. And it wouldn't
fall. He said it wasn't necessarily tree limbs. It had to be trash from the
river. It had to be trash.
Now, we had a lot of wind in the 4th District, but I don't think...
That's another reason we had to pull out of the country club thing, because it was more like wood and tree debris, and they're wanting more like debris from structures and trash and stuff like that. So that's why we had to put that.